Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sharnita. May I please have the how may I help you?
Hi, my name is Christine, and I just received a charge on my credit card that my credit card company flagged, and I just am not familiar with the charges, and I was wondering if you could look me up. Just maybe it is something correct, but I can't come up with that it is what it is offhand.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more happy to look at this for you, ma'am. Just a second. May I have your zip code?
There's a couple of zip codes. The zip code associated with my credit card is 02125.
Do you by chance have another zip code, ma'am?
Yes. The other zip code is 02492.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Christine McCarrick.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can I get you to verify your address for me, ma'am?
Again, it could be two addresses. One address is 617 Greendale Avenue, Needham, Mass. Hello?
You said six what, ma'am?
617 Greendale, Greendale Avenue, and that's in Needham, Needham, Mass.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I did find that account. Did you approve the payment of $5.74 for a platinum smartwatch?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So when you entered the contest for that smartwatch, we sent you a voucher for $125 from Discount Shopping Store. That payment that you're seeing of the $67.32 is the monthly payment for that voucher.
But I don't have a voucher.
If it's not in your regular email, it should be in your spams. It's going to say Discount Shopping Store. It's going to be a voucher for $125. You can use that voucher towards anything that's on our website.
And that could be fine, but I don't have it. And I mean, I can look at this right now, but I don't have that voucher. I don't know anything about the voucher, actually.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as I remember, that purchase for the watch was something, if I'm not mistaken, to do with me possibly either with Home Depot or something that they said, because I did a survey or something, that I was getting this watch. I just had to pay for the postage. The five something was postage, but that was the end of it.
Yes, ma'am. So the $5.74 was a interest fee to enter a sweepstakes to win the platinum smartwatch.
That's not what was advertised to me on the email. They had me fill out a thing about a survey, period. I didn't even know that your company sold anything until you just told me that I can use this discount. And I don't even know what your company sells for me to even want to invest in a sweepstakes. I don't do sweepstakes. I've never done them in my whole life.
Yes, ma'am. So we are a company. We have iPhones, iPads, tablets, earphones, different gadgets.
I know, but I didn't contact your company to ever buy any of those gadgets. I was given an email in regards to a survey to something completely separate from your company and what you sell. They asked me how the customer service was. I think it was, again, it could have been like a Home Depot or something. And they said, because I did the survey, that if I wanted a smartwatch, all I had to do was pay the shipping of the smartwatch. But that was it. They didn't tell me that I was entered into a sweepstakes, or that if I pay some monthly fee to get a discount at your company. Because I didn't, not until you just spoke to me did I even know that you guys sold products.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
And whatever this is, because again, this isn't something that I authorized to participate in, that I want this stopped immediately. I don't know if I need to speak to a supervisor, et cetera. The only thing I authorized was the fee. It was a postage fee to send me a watch that I was told was provided to me because I did a survey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I can get this account canceled, so there won't be any further charge to your account. Just a second, ma'am. Okay, so I do have that account canceled, so there won't be any further charges towards your account.
But who do I speak to about these two erroneous charges of, I think each of them were $67.32.
Okay, so for the month of July, on the 9th of the $67.32, I can issue you a 35% refund back to your account today, and it'll be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I know, but it was only charged today. I just got notified from my credit card company today, and it's incorrect. It just happened like an hour ago.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you my employee discount, which would be 50% of your money back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
I'd be more than happy to help you, ma'am. So that would be
$33. No. I think you've done a very good job of this so far. But at the end of the day, I did not request this. I did not purchase this. And I've never activated anything, and I would like it to be removed entirely.
Yes, ma'am, I do
the
understand.
The only thing that I have authorized is $5.74. That's it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. The highest I can go is a 50% refund.
And that's fine. That's why I wanted to speak to a manager.
Just a second, ma'am.
Yep, no, thank you. Thank you. Are you going to live over there with that sunburn? I saw.
I mean, you got to even it out. Got a point.
What shift are you working tomorrow? And what are you doing this week otherwise?
I come to work on Monday.
I don't know what we're doing as of yet.
Okay, I'm transferring your information. You transferred over to the fraud department. Over to the supervisor. Just a second, ma'am.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now we're going to be at the beach for the water quick.
Okay.